A podfic of Unsung Hero, written by Heart of Flame, read by Podfic Fairy 28. Summary. Sometimes when there's only one person who knows what you really are, it's nice to get checked on every now and then. End of summary. Author's beginning notes. Also known as, Perry got beat up by asteroids and thrown around by an alien dragon after fighting a whole planet to protect his enemy as well as his own kids, and had to celebrate in the sidelines in the dark instead of let anyone see him or be with the people he loves. End of beginning notes. Stacy found him under the bleachers after he'd ran from the stairs directed at him and everyone had gone back to cleaning up the rest of the mess. She sat down in the short, kinda oddly dewy grass and leaned back on her hands. So, I suggested the sound everyone heard was some sort of alien communicator you had accidentally stepped on, and it had freaked you out and that's why you scampered off. She paused, feeling the eyes on her as she deliberately looked out between the bleacher seats to the people milling around. She shrugged and shifted to sit straight again, to look at her hands held together on her lap instead, keeping as plausible deniability as she could, while talking to Perry. They bought it, obviously, that's why I'm here, though the boys said they'd wait for you to come out on your own, she explained simply, conspiratorially, almost, and nearly a whisper, because maybe the guy was still on watch, she didn't know. I made the excuse that as a neutral party you wouldn't get scared off if you saw me, so I could take the talky broken piece thing out of your little webbed feet to check on you, you know? A small rock landed in her lap by her hand, dust dropping onto her skirt where it landed. She picked it up confused. Did you actually have something stuck in your feet? She asked, surprised, looking over it curiously. It didn't look all that impressive if he did. Sort of just plain and gray. Kind of disappointing as far as the day had been. He chattered a sigh at her, and she finally looked at him, blinking as she took in the state of him. Oh, wow, you have, like, a lot of bruises on the front of you. Jeez. I guess you were in space, too, protecting your family from the shadows like a ninja? She asked, looking at the mess of his fur and the purplish markings, she could see where the thick fur was shorter or missing. Is your back hurt, too? Hey, actually, did you just toss a space rock at me? She asked, realization sparking as she looked at the rock in her hand again, all caution about the watch dude gone if he was standing and interacting with her. He shrugged awkwardly and nodded, not moving as fluidly as she knew he could. So that answered the whole bruised and sore question. She winced in sympathy. Tomorrow would probably feel awful for him. I'm guessing you did a good job then, since everyone's back, including your evil doctor guy and a space dragon, which is really cool, by the way. Her phone dinged and she startled, taking it out to look as she noticed Perry suddenly holding a phone that looked super high-tech himself. The text was from him. She forgot she had given him her number, with how he hadn't used it often or much at all. I prevented asteroids from hitting the ship. I was thrown around a little. A bit of debris got in my suit before I fixed it. I assumed you'd enjoy a souvenir. He watched her as she read, waiting on her response and no doubt reading her expression. Despite how bonkers that whole vague explanation was, it was sort of touching that he'd think to give her a present, but still he looked absolutely exhausted along with injured. Still, this whole thing brought something to mind that had been bothering her for a while after learning the truth, and she had to ask, "Don't you ever get sad that no one knows you're doing good and protecting everyone? Like, I'd be bummed if I never had anyone recognize my achievements. Especially now, you had to hide instead of celebrate with everyone," she said, feeling sorry for him. He cocked his head, eyes narrow, as he deliberated and stared at the screen instead of her, until he typed and her phone dinged with his response. "You know what? I can't do that. Why, that can't happen. As long as the world is safe, I don't mind. It's enough that they're safe. That's all I need." "You mean your family in that one, and not the whole world, right? You went to space for Candace, not the world, even though she's mean to you. You're a real softy sometimes, you know that?" She grinned at him when he focused on her, seeing through the little annoyed glare he gave her. She knew he found ways to tease her back and loved her as much as she loved him, despite her denial about it when it asked. Still, though, her smile dropped as she looked at the damage to his body. "How are you going to be able to hide all that from them, though? If they notice, they'll assume I got unlucky, and some debris from the battle got me while I was wandering." "Oh, they'll notice," Stacy muttered, reading the text with a small frown. The boys loved Perry. Of course they'd notice something that obvious and visible, even if Perry himself tried to hide it. They'd figure it out the moment they picked him up, probably with how bad his belly looked, and no doubt his back wasn't any better. It still felt extremely mega unfair, though, and she was going to tell him so. But still, the ding again, and she looked down. We can celebrate together later, perhaps, if that will put you to ease about this, you know, and that's enough for me to not be bummed. It has been a while since our last movie night. You're totally going to tell me all about your adventure, though, and what you did so I can be properly excited and celebrate with you, you know? But a movie marathon will be cool to do after you give me all the details. Maybe not Men in Black, though. We could skip all the different alien and secret agent movies for a while. Maybe not any horror movies, and something sort of light and nice instead. Actually, have you ever seen Ponyo? It's cool. I think you'd enjoy it. She suggested, talking quickly in her excitement before catching herself and checking to make sure no one had heard her. She relaxed and sighed in relief when the cleanup on the other side of the bleachers hadn't stopped to focus on her, and she looked at her phone when it dinged again. She was really going to need a cool custom sound for him. Is it another attempt to have me broaden my interests beyond romantic soap operas? Is it the Ghibli you've mentioned to Candace before? Stacy snorted. You talk like an old guy, but yeah, it's produced by Studio Ghibli. Ponyo is a fish girl. She saw him roll his eyes. Fascinating. The text was accompanied by a little grin, which was basically a win in her book. Go her! Still, he was just daring her to explain with that sort of response. Yeah, but she's not just a fish girl. She's magic and goes to the surface and sees a little boy and makes herself look human so she can hang out with him. And she, like, makes a tsunami happen because balance is all out of whack or something. I think her mom is a water goddess. Her dad is weird and magical, and she's got like a billion little sisters. It had been a while since she watched it, so she might not have all of the information right, but close enough. Hopefully enough to get him curious. She got a weird chatter hum from him that she assumed meant he was thinking about it, or had something stuck in his throat. Perry didn't respond for a little longer than usual after the initial sound, and when she looked up from her phone to lean over and see what he was doing, she gasped dramatically, "Hey, that's cheating! You can't just look up the movie description, don't you trust me?" He glanced up at her from under the fedora, closing out the page as he stowed the phone and dropped his arm back to his side, chattering at her meaningfully. It warmed her to remember that yes, he did trust her. With something so cool and as important as his secret life when no one else was able to know even. She smiled and patted her lap. "All right then, Mr. Hero Cheater. Come here and I'll show you some videos on my phone. We can watch the whole thing later at my house, but why not take advantage of everyone's distraction with some of the best clips and other great videos?" He frowned and looked out through the bleachers at everyone else picking things up and fixing the stadium. And she rolled her eyes when he glanced back at her skeptically. "Oh, come on! I helped with some of that before coming after you. I cleaned up like a whole area. I'm not hiding from responsibility. I'm comforting a friend. That's totally and completely a responsible thing. Come on, Perry, just a little break." He took a moment to think before he nodded and gingerly climbed on her lap, laying flat on his back with a relieved sigh as he seemed to deflate once off his feet, curling on her lap with a small, barely noticeable wince when he shifted his back legs. "Hopefully you get time off, otherwise being sore will totally be a killer, after whatever marathon exercise you had to do on an alien planet. Can't imagine it'll help fighting a weird, not-pharmacist guy when you're stiff," Stacy said, touching the soft fur of his back leg with her fingers, just to see if she could shift some to check the skin underneath. Just in case there were more than bruises that she might be able to help with. Only if it was super bad, of course. Perry smacked her hand away, lighter than she knew he could do since it barely stung, but she got the message and moved her hand to pet through the soft fur along his back, as gently as she could without touching skin, instead of looking there. "Sorry, sorry, should have asked. Just like ice it or something, I guess, so they don't fall off, if Phineas and Ferb don't do that first. Here, this clip is cool. It makes me hungry whenever I see it." He chattered contentedly as she positioned the phone for both of them to see, petting her fingers through his fur gingerly, as they hung out under the bleachers to keep him company. Once it was time to go home, she waited for him to put his hat away and revert to his pet mode before she stood up and brought him back to his family. She smiled at him as she watched them leave, making sure he saw her wave her phone at him as a sign to text her, then headed home. A movie marathon wasn't going to set itself up, after all. And she had the best movies in mind to watch with him, when he did get the time to hang out with her next. She'd need to buy some of the good snacks, though. If only because as the only one who knew, it was her duty to give him praise if no one else could. End of story. Author's endnote. Never written Stacy before, I hope she sounds in character, because she'd definitely make a great friend and confidant for Perry. They can have fun movie marathons and gossip. End of end notes. If you enjoyed this podfic, I would really appreciate knowing, and if you enjoyed the fic, I'm sure the author would also appreciate knowing. Now, I did mess up a few times, so here at the end there's going to be some bloopers. In 3, 2, 1. also known as Perry got beat up by asteroids and thrown around by an alien dragon after fighting a whole planet to protect his enemy, as well as an... He shrugged awkwardly and... Despite how bonkers that whole vague expression... Is it the Ghibli you've mentioned to Candace before? Ghibli? You talk like an old guy, but yeah, it's Podost. Why is there like a motorcycle gala happening? There's like a whole loud noises outside. I'm just gonna ignore it. We're gonna call it alien noises. That's the end of the podfic. Thanks for listening. Bye.